how to market electric vehicles. Three actionable steps and analysis. Marketing an electric vehicle is not a joke. 15 minutes of online research on companies like Tesla and Reva Electric is all you need to get to this conclusion. I went to IIT Kharagpur to pursue engineering, but in the last 4 years, I have also helped numerous businesses with their online marketing efforts. eVehic is my second block, and today's topic falls perfectly at the intersection of my engineering and marketing knowledge. Here, I am going to try and solve this so-called extremely difficult task. Please add your valuable opinion as a comment. Together, we can solve problems more effectively and efficiently. Why is it so difficult to market electric vehicles? This was the first question that came to my mind. What could be the reason behind it? Since there is absolutely no reason to reinvent the wheel, let's start with analyzing the successful acceptance of new technologies like computers and Tesla Motors. Case 1. The evolution of computers. 1980 was the year of exponential growth for computers. I broke down the probable factors which could have helped people to take the decision to buy a home computer. As per History Extra website, the biggest change that 1980s home computing brought about was probably in how people thought about computers. They were home computers and for the people and not targeted towards businessmen. They were cheaper and simpler version of the big giant. No fancy features that would increase the production cost. Politics had a great role to play. Introduction of computers was projected as if the British government was leading the nation forward. Not a luxury, it became a necessity. People who don't become a part of this revolution would be left behind. Previously only shown as an exclusive equipment for the scientists and engineers, home computers became a thing of pride to possess. They were marketed to consumers as affordable and accessible computers that for the first time were intended for the use of single non-technical users. The availability of free education around computer and technology, and also the after sales and technical support provided by the top tier computer marketing manufacturing companies. Case 2. Growth of Tesla Motors. Tesla has a referral program with unique rewards. I don't really think that most people know about it, but yeah, they do have a referral program and the rewards are really unique. Tesla started with a tiny sub-market that it could dominate, the market for high-end electric sports cars, thus once again making it exclusive for the public when a similar product with fancy, less fancy features and lower price tag became available to the market. Tesla made electric cars cool and desirable. One cannot deny the personal branding of Elon Musk, and it doesn't sell anything but builds power and trust. Tesla owners reported a 98% customer satisfaction, and this is a survey report and it is the highest in automotive industry. Tesla engineers are always changing the norms. There's a video on this page if you go down, and it's a part of the blog which you can see, where the charger, it's a prototype where the charger actually finds the Tesla car rather than the driver coming up and picking up the charger and putting it inside the Tesla car to charge the vehicle. Rather, the charger finds its way to the car and charges it. So how to market electric vehicles? Actually, I came across this very interesting set of pictures, and in the pictures, both the pictures were of Fifth Avenue, New York City, and the first one was taken in 1900 and the second one was taken in 1913. And what's really weird to see is that in 1900 there was a lot of carts that is pulled by horses and only one motor vehicle, and in 1913, within 13 years, there were absolutely no carts that were pulled on the street using horses, and there were only motor vehicles on the street of this, it's the same street, Fifth Avenue of New York, but only 13 years. So what do we understand with it? 13 year time frame is enough to change the complete scenario, or I should say 13 year was enough to change the mindset of the people. So without further ado, below are the next study recommendations for market electric vehicles. The first one is product market fit. Achieving the product market fit is the first step for any successful business. It involves a lot of step-by-step analysis, and you know, as a first step, one needs to focus on the major benefits they are trying to provide to their EV owning customers. Ideally, these are the benefits which are not being provided by other vehicles, including electric and traditional ones. Your core benefits would also help you determine your target audience. Once the target audience is fixed, make sure you are providing a great after-sales support. Online brand reputation management is something unsuccessful businesses don't really care about, and I actually found a unanswered customer grievance about Mahindra E2O, which is a electric vehicle found in India, and I don't see anybody replying to the person, and she's really frustrated about it. Also, going an extra mile to provide an out-of-the-box experience to the customer can help you gain word-of-mouth marketing, and it is one of the one of my favorite way of marketing anything. And if you check the history of marketing, it is actually the best way to promote your product. So the second recommendation is to capitalize on digital marketing. Being a self search engine dominator myself, I know exactly what digital marketing could do to a business, and I have done it time and again with my clients. So time and again, I have seen entrepreneurs ignoring online marketing only because nobody else has done it in their industry. If you don't take a path lesser known to others, how can you call yourself an entrepreneur? As an example, when I spoke to some of the blogging industry leaders, and they are my friends, so about the fact that I am starting a blog about electric vehicles, they replied, "Electric vehicles are already struggling to market themselves. How do you plan to succeed in a blog that answers queries of a user who doesn't even exist?" So they are the industry leaders, and they might be correct, but rather than believing on what has been told to me by them, I'm here to experiment and let the data do the talking. Risk is directly proportional to your rewards, so it is on you how you plan to play the game. The third and final recommendation is to educate. When you're entering a nascent industry, educating the people has to be a part of marketing strategy. It has to be. You cannot expect thousands of hot leads, neither can you expect lakhs of warm leads. After entering a nascent industry, all you get to see is a hard mass of cold audience, and this hurdle is the biggest opportunity for them who would take the time to create content, be it text, audio or video, to educate people about their industry, and here it is electric vehicles. Well, if you are still not convinced, wait for 3 years and watch out for the analytics of by this brand, which is eVehic, and I hope that you will have enough data to back your business decisions. So that's it for today. I hope you have learned a lot, and I hope it will help you in the long run to market your electric vehicle. So bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.